thank the Lord, amen, that he looks on us, and even though, amen, we may be broken, amen, he can heal us, right? Praise God. He can heal us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't the Lord awesome? Praise the Lord. Man, I've purposely been delaying now for some time doing a Christmas message. Sometimes it gets, you know, start too early in December, and you know, a lot of Christmas messages. But I do want to talk to you tonight, Matthew chapter 2, if you would, Matthew chapter 2. And you would just read with us some verses here. And Book of Matthew, chapter 2. I pray for my voice tonight. Okay, it's getting a little bit. Sister Ruth had this thing 3 weeks ago. And since she's had it, she's expected me to get it. And so every time I start getting this little voice thing, she said, I think you're getting it. And no, I refuse. I refuse to be getting it. All right, whatever it is, I refuse to be getting it. And we're gonna push on, we're gonna move on, okay? And with the Lord's help, anyway, that's what we're gonna do. And so you pray for us that the Lord will help us. All right. Book of Matthew, and chapter 2, verse 13 is where I'd like to begin reading. When they departed, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt. And be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." Out of Egypt have I called my son. And that's basically what I'd like to talk to you about. Out of Egypt have I called my son. We know the story, the Christmas story. I know you're all very familiar, and I'm confident that you have probably heard the Christmas story over and over and over again a number of times by this point in your life. But when we read the Christmas story, we read about how the wise men came. Wise men followed the star to Bethlehem. There they found Mary, Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. That's how the verse reads there. And found them there, all three lying in a manger, I guess. But Mary, Joseph, and the babe was in the manger. But they bring their gifts, they worship him, they honor him. And then the Bible says that they were warned in a dream, that they should depart a different way, that they should not go back to Herod and tell Herod where they had found the child, but that they should go a different way. Also in a dream, the Lord appeared to Joseph, the father of Jesus, to take Jesus and to flee into Egypt, for Herod would seek to destroy his life. You know the story, Joseph takes Mary and the baby, and they flee to Egypt. And while they're in Egypt, Herod, realizing that he has been deceived by the wise men, comes to Bethlehem and destroys all the children 2 years and under. Sad day right there for the people of Bethlehem, a day that they would not forget when Herod came and destroyed all the children of Bethlehem 2 years and under. But the Lord would... God was sparing the life of Jesus Christ. When I read about Egypt, I thought first of the children of Israel that went to Egypt and spent that time in Egypt. 400 years, I believe it was. Something like that, 200 years. I'll have to look that up. But they spent all those years in Egypt until God brought them out and did a remarkable deliverance for them. But then we find the Savior being born, and he is sent into Egypt. Sent into Egypt. The first was the chosen seed of Israel that was sent into Egypt. The seed of Israel, God's chosen people. God's chosen people sent into Egypt, and there they suffered greatly. Their slavery was hard and harsh. It was a difficult time for them. While they were in Egypt, they also knew the death of their children. While they were in Egypt, they watched their children be taken and thrown into the river or be destroyed. And they watched their children suffer. They had great suffering while they was in slavery in Egypt. They suffered immensely, and their tasks were made to be harder. And God had a deliverer by the name of Moses that came, and you know the story of all the plagues and the leading up to the deliverance of the people of Israel from Egypt. But it was that final thing, that final plague, if you would. Yeah. It was when the death angel passed by. When the death angel came through Egypt, and the firstborn of every house died in Egypt that night. Their firstborn, that was a huge price to pay for the nation of Egypt, that they would lose, to lose their firstborn. It was in the palace, and I believe it is all the way down to the pauper. But the interesting thing was that God prepared a way for the people of Israel to be preserved. They did not have to die off in Egypt. But God brought them out, and the Bible says he brought them out with a mighty hand. How were they delivered? They were delivered by the blood of the Lamb. They were delivered by the blood that was placed over the door, placed on the post and on the lintel. Amen. And the chosen seed of Israel was preserved by the blood of the Lamb. And because of that death angel passing by and the children of Israel being preserved, amen, God was able to bring them up out of the bondage that they were in. You know, Satan would have loved to have destroyed the people of Israel right there in Egypt. He would have loved to have destroyed them, because in destroying the people of Israel, he would have destroyed, amen, the lineage and the seed that would have brought forth the Christ child. If he could have destroyed all of them in Egypt that time, right there, if he could have destroyed them. I think when you look at what some of the things that Israel, the people of Israel endured, amen, it was all an attack of Satan to destroy the Christ child before he ever was even born. To destroy that Christ child. Satan would have loved to destroy the people of Israel right there. Amen. But the blood prevailed. The blood prevailed. Man, they could have, Satan would have kept them in bondage. He would have made it so to the point where they would have been eliminated. Their name would have been wiped out from off the face of the earth. Amen, but the blood prevailed. And they were able to go free. That Passover night, when the death angel passed through, but when he saw the blood, he passed over them. Amen, and their home was safe, and their children, amen, was preserved, and God brought about their deliverance from the bondage that they were in. Man, so we got to remember that, what great price was paid, and what they endured and how God brought them out. Then we find the Christ child being born in Bethlehem. Yes. Jesus born. Hallelujah. Do you think Satan's going to say, oh, well, Oh, well, we give up. He's born. No. Nothing else we can do. No. We tried. We gave it our best shot back there in Egypt. Yeah. We tried. We gave it our best shot. But, hey, you know, now he's born. We're just going to have to put up with it. No. We'll just have to deal with it. But Satan don't work that way. Amen. But Satan came with all he had to destroy even the Christ child. Even the Christ child. And here once again we find the child being sent to Egypt. Sent to Egypt to preserve. Amen. To preserve his life. And there he comes out of Egypt as a little boy. Amen. Safe and sound. Amen. To eventually go and live and die on a cross to save each and every one of us. Amen. That his blood could be shed upon a cross. Amen. That all of us might be saved. That he could save the entire world. Amen. That whosoever believeth in him might be saved. Hallelujah. Man, thank God that he was preserved. Because Satan has sought to destroy him. Satan would have loved to have done away with the Christ child right there. You say, well, could it have happened? If Joseph had not been obedient, if Joseph had not been obedient, could he have died? Could his life have been taken? That might be a thought for you to discuss sometime. But the fact is that Joseph was obedient and he preserved the life of the child. So that that child could be the savior of all of the world. All of the world. But we could finish the story there and we could go home and we could say, thank God. Amen. Jesus came out. He was preserved and he died on the cross. Amen. But do you know, in every one of us, in our life in sin is symbolized by the people of Israel living in Egypt. We sing songs about how we were brought out of Egypt's bondage. We talk about how it was when we were in Egypt. How the life that we lived and how that we were in sin and we were in bondage to sin. And how our task was hard and the price that we had to pay in our sin. And we talk about that and we symbolize our life in sin by our life in the children of Israel's life in Egypt. But God brought them out. But do you know that Satan would like to destroy every one of us in our sin? Satan would love to destroy every one of us in sin today before you ever get a chance to come out of bondage. Excuse me. Before you'd ever get a chance to be delivered. Before you'd ever get a chance to go into a church house. Before you ever get a chance to pray. Before you'd ever get a chance to call out on God. Satan would like to snuff you out. Snuff you out. Before you ever get a chance to know what freedom is. Before you'd ever get a chance to let the blood be applied to your life. Before you'd ever get a chance to know what it is. Amen. To be set free by the power of God. And be delivered from your sin. Yeah. Man, Satan would like to destroy us. I believe that Satan would like to destroy the church. Man, you know, so, and I'm thankful for what God does, how the Lord has brought souls into Bethel Chapel. Can I tell you that, you know, Satan would love, amen, to kill the church. Not by just by destroying each and every one of you, no. But by keeping anybody else from giving their life to the Lord. Amen. He wants to keep them in bondage. Amen. He wants to keep them bound in sin. He does all that he can to fight against them giving their life to the Lord. When somebody comes into Bethel Chapel and they come and they're here sitting on a pew and they're lost without God, let me tell you, Satan is fighting against them. Satan does not want them to come down to an altar and give. He wants them to die in Egypt. He wants them to die in Egypt and to die in their sins before they ever know freedom. That's why it's so important that we do all that we can to reach them for Christ. Amen. Every child that gets on a church bus on Sunday morning and makes their way to the house of God, amen, Satan would love to destroy them before they ever get a chance to know Jesus. He'll do all he can to keep them, amen, from coming to Christ. Bus captains, let me tell you, it's not easy. It's not easy, but you got to realize you're not just fighting against people's their life, their habits. You're not just fighting against the fact that they can't get up on Sunday morning. You're not just fighting against the fact that of all the sin that they have in their life, you are fighting against the devil himself. Amen. That is fighting a battle to destroy that soul before they ever get a chance to leave Egypt. Hallelujah. Sunday school teacher, you're not delivering just a Sunday school lesson. You're not just filling time. You're not just filling time. Sunday school teacher, you're not just there, amen, just to kind of entertain them. If you were there to entertain, we'd give everybody a clown outfit. But that's not why we're here. That's not our purpose. But it is to try to reach one of those children for God. Amen. Before Satan snuffs out their life, before they ever get a chance to know Jesus Christ. We have to make it real. We have to make it life. We have to make it seem so important. We got to make it seem special to them. Amen. We've got to bring the Word of God to life. We've got to present to them Jesus Christ. Man, in your class, give them that chance to pray. Give them that chance to pray and to call out on the Lord Jesus. Children's church, bless your heart. Amen. Don't matter if you've got 50 little bitty ones. Amen. Can I tell you, they need to hear the story about Jesus. They need to know. And I've told our children's church workers, our Sunday school workers, amen, they every day, every Sunday, they need to have an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ. They're always, no matter what you're doing, there needs to come down to a point where they have an opportunity to invite Jesus into their heart. Amen. Because Satan would love, amen, to take them out before they ever get a chance to know Jesus. You may not ever see them again. You may never see them again. Today, there might have been a young person here, a child here, an adult here that we never see again. God help us to give them an opportunity to receive Jesus. Because Satan would love to destroy them, amen, while they are still in Egypt. Amen. I'm glad we don't have to die in Egypt. Amen. Because the blood of Jesus Christ still prevails. Amen. Because Jesus came out of Egypt, amen, we can come out of Egypt. Because Jesus was preserved, amen, we can be preserved. Amen, because Jesus came forth out of Egypt, we don't have to die in Egypt as well. Amen, but we can have victory today. Amen, Jesus came out of that foreign land, amen, and went to a cross and died on a cross and shed his blood. Amen, so that we, by his blood, we can be delivered from the Egypt that we live in, from the bondage that we live in right now. We can be delivered today. Amen. Praise God. I'm thankful we don't have to die in Egypt. I'm thankful that one day, amen, somehow it sunk into this head of mine, amen, that I need to give my life to Jesus Christ, that I need the blood of Jesus applied to my heart and my life. And I found that it worked in my life, amen, that God preserved me and God gave me freedom and liberty that I know today. Amen. He brought me up out of Egypt. Him, but I also know he can do it for you, and he can do it for anybody in this world. Amen. It's not just for me. It's not just for me. He had the privilege of being born into a Pentecostal family, Christian family, be raised in a church. Amen. I guess if you want to say we was born with a spiritual silver spoon in our mouth. Yeah, that's what it was. No, it wasn't riches, but it was the riches of God's goodness and a walk with God and a Christian home and a Christian family. Amen. Yes, we were born with the spiritual silver spoon in our mouth, but that's not why. Amen. God brought me up out of Egypt, but God will bring anyone that puts their trust in Him. God will bring them up out of Egypt. Amen. To deliver them. Amen. I'm glad today that we can be free. That we can be free. Amen. Because Jesus came up. Amen. Because Jesus, amen, came out of Egypt. Thank God that Joseph was obedient to the voice of God, to the angel of the Lord. Thank God that, amen, Jesus was preserved and came up out of Egypt to go to a cross, to shed His blood that all the world could be free from the bondage of Egypt. Hallelujah. I'm glad I don't have to do that. I have to live that way anymore. Glad I don't have to live that way anymore. And I tell you, we see people, man, every Sunday in bondage. And today, many of you, the young man that was here waiting on me through Sunday school class, and there's many of you that told me he was waiting on me, so I know many of you know who I'm talking about. But you know, bondage. Satan would love to snuff out Kenny's life before he ever would have a chance to really know Jesus Christ. I said, but can Jesus save him? Can God deliver him from the Egypt that he is in and the bondage that he's in? I believe he can. He did it for you. He did it for you. I believe he can do it for them. Hallelujah. Amen. Sean, not Sean Cox, Sean Mullins. Amen. Here this morning with a brand new little baby. And can I tell you, does God want to deliver them from the Egypt that they are in? Yes, He wants to deliver them from the Egypt and the bondage that they are in right now in their life. He wants to bring freedom to their life, to their heart. Countless ones that are on your buses, God wants to bring them freedom. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. Because of what Jesus did. And He shed His blood. He came out of Egypt. Shed His blood upon a cross. Amen. His blood prevails over the bondage of our life.
Yes, it does.
And we can be set free today. We can be at liberty. Say, Brother David, you're preaching to the choir tonight. You're preaching to the choir tonight. I maybe so. Maybe so. There may be somebody here tonight that don't know the Lord Jesus, has not given their life to the Lord. And if you're here tonight and you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior and as your Lord, you need to give your life to Jesus. You need to give your life to Jesus. Man, I don't know what happened in the Shearer house, I guess this past Wednesday or whenever it was, but we had chapel. And I asked the kids to testify. I think it was during testimonies. And Elias stood up. He was testifying. And Elias said, I thank the Lord that my dad talked to me this morning and told me, I wished I could get it just right, and maybe one of your teachers would tell me, but he told me something about right and wrong and to do right and not, was that how it went? Something like that, Logan? Something like that. But you could tell it had an impact on him. It had had an impact. I don't know what you told him, Brother Justin. I tried to get it out of him later, but you must have preached a good message to him because it was still lingering there, even on, you know what? And even as a child, they can know that Jesus came to save them from the bondage of their sin. Amen. Say, Brother David, you're preaching to the choir. Well, let me tell you. And if there's anybody that ought to be able to sing praise, for what God has done in their life and for the deliverance of God, it ought to be the choir. Amen. It ought to be able to sing praise that God, you've delivered me. God, you set me free, Lord. God, I'm no longer in bondage. I'm no longer a slave to sin. I'm no longer, Lord God, bound by the things of this world. But God, by your blood, I have been set free. God, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands and let's worship for a moment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for setting us free. Thank you for your deliverance, oh God. Lord God, we who are in bondage, God, have been set free by the blood of the Lamb. God, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, church. Let's come and go through tonight. Let's give God praise. Thank God for his deliverance.